Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this impromptu episode of Astros Baseball. So what led me to want to talk about the Astros today is the fact that Michael Brantley decided to retire today. And there's some things about Michael Brantley a lot of you guys know. You know, he joined the Astros, helped him win the World Series. The guy's professional hitter. That's what everybody calls him. I mean, we got him back last year, and he was hurt most of the year, but I think for the most part, most fans really do love Michael Brantley and appreciate what he brought to the team. And it's just too bad the last year that he was with the Astros that he wasn't able to be healthy. So anyway, Michael Brantley played 15 years. He was originally with the Brewers. I didn't even know that. And he was involved in a trade that sent him to Cleveland it sent CC Sabathia the other way, but it sent him to Cleveland. And so that's pretty cool. I never knew that he was part of the Brewers organization. So he's 36 years old. He said, it's time for me to be home 24/7. He said, it's time for me to be a dad, and it is time for me to watch my kids grow up. The guy did a lot. You know, he 15 years, five-time All-Star. He spent 10 years in Cleveland and five with the Astros. You know, we all love Michael Brantley. 1,656 hits. Now, you think about how good Michael Brantley is, and he has 1,656 hits. That shows you how good Jose Altuve really is. All right, so anyway, thank you, Michael Brantley, for everything you did for the Astros. You will always be an Astro. No matter what, you will always be an Astro. Once an Astro, always an Astro. All right, so before I get to the prospects, I want to talk about prospects, but, you know, being an Astros fan and doing a podcast covering the Astros, there's not a lot to talk about right now. Right now, the Astros, they're in this frenzy of signing a bunch of people to minor league contracts, and it may or may not work out. I think we are just barely over the tax threshold. We have tons of starting pitchers. There's going to be some people on the team that are going to have to contribute this year, especially in the bullpen. Someone we've been waiting on for, it seems like, forever. Forrest Whitley, maybe he's going to make an impact this year. I think he can. He's a big dude. He can throw hard, and we'll see what happens. But he is on the 40-man. It does look like he's going to be in the bullpen because there's not a lot of people. So if you take a look at the Astros' top 30 prospects, and I only looked at 10. So what happened is I was getting ready for work, which I still have 30 minutes, and that's why I'm doing the show today. And I saw something interesting, and I shared it with a friend of mine, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it got me to look at it and read about it. And, you know, you have these questions coming up soon, right? You have Alex Bregman. This guy's going to want a good, big, huge contract that the Astros are not going to provide for him. And we're going to have to find another third baseman. And from what I know, we really don't have somebody that can replace him. I think it's going to be a tough situation. But in this top 10 list that I'm going to show you, there is a player on here that plays third. He plays second and third. So there actually is at least somebody there that could be ready. So let's start with number one. You know, last year we made the trade for JV and got rid of two really, really, really good guys. And there are quite a bit of outfielders on this list, and we will sadly, more than likely, have to worry about replacing Kyle Tucker in a couple of more seasons. But the most near people we're going to lose, that would have to be Bregman. So get ready for that, folks. You can also say that the window's closing, so the Astros need to do what they can. But like I said, going back to what I was saying earlier, and I'm probably rambling, is there's not a lot to talk about. The Astros are stacked. They don't have room for anybody. I guess they have room for somebody, but they don't really want to go over the threshold too much because the Astros lost about $50 million on that TV deal. That's what I'm hearing. Maybe on the trade deadline, they might do some moves and go over it. But right now, it is what it is. If you look at the 40-man roster, that's going to be who it is. And you're going to see names on there. You're going to see names on there that you might think, wow, this is our bullpen. But anyway, let's get to this. Astros top 30 prospects, but I'm only going to do the top 10. So number one, outfielder Jacob Melton. This guy hit 245, 23 home runs, 55 RBIs. Played in Asheville and Corpus last year. So he's still, you know, down in the lower. He's in Double A, so he's getting closer. But his projected time to reach the Astros is 2025. So don't look to see this guy next year. But, you know, maybe he'll do well in Corpus and end up in Sugar Land, and maybe he'll be ready. Maybe he'll be one of the guys that will have to step in for Kyle Tucker. Number two is also an outfielder. His projected date or his projected year to come in is 2027. So he's still in Fayetteville, but he hit 324. Luis Baez, he hit 324 in Fayetteville. So look out for Luis Baez in 2027. Number three, right-handed pitcher. And I know you've all heard this name, and I guarantee you we are going to see him this year. And we have a lot of starting pitching. So the pitchers I'm talking about here, we may see him in the bullpen, perhaps. You know, that's how Framber and Luis and CJ and all of them started. But Spencer Arrighetti, right-handed pitcher. 141 strikeouts between Corpus and Sugar Land. This guy's a strikeout machine. His ERA is a little high, but, you know, it's always high in minor league baseball for some reason, especially when you're with Sugar Land. But the thing about him, he strikes people out. And if we need him to step into the bullpen next year, that's perfect. I mean, that's what you want. You want a guy that goes in there and strikes people out. That's perfectly set up for a bullpen guy. But he will be in the rotation sooner or later. But number three prospect, Spencer Arrighetti. Number four, shortstop Bryce Matthews. He was in Fayetteville last season, and he hit 208. I don't see a lot about this guy that's flashy. I don't see stats that stick out, but he's still in Fayetteville. He's still far away, but he is the number four prospect, and his ETA is 2026. Now, here it is, folks. Here it is. Third baseman, second baseman, Zach DiCenzo. Now, listen to this. I don't know if he can do this in higher levels, but check this out. He spent some of the season in Asheville, 407. The guy hit 407 in Asheville. But then he went to Corpus and hit 257. Plays third and second. Zach DiCenzo, projected time to ETA, 2025. That's to be the first year without Bregman, so I guess that's a good way to project him on there, because that's it. That's it in the top 10 of someone that plays third base. Number six, outfielder second baseman and first baseman Joey Lupperfido. He played in Asheville, Corpus, and Sugar Land last year. He hit 205 in Asheville, 296 in Corpus, and 235 in Sugar Land. He had 25 home runs, and that's pretty good for minor league. If you keep up with minor leagues, you know that is actually really, really good. Number seven, left-handed pitcher, Colton Gordon. Between Corpus and Sugar Land, 4.14 ERA, but he had 151 strikeouts and 58 walks. That's pretty good. Colton Gordon, left-handed pitcher. We don't have very many of them. ETA, I didn't write it down. He's the only one I didn't write it down. Number eight, Colin Barber. You've heard this name before. Outfielder, expected date 2024. They expect him to be there this year. He hit 244 last year, 11 homers and 40 RBIs. And here it is, folks. Here it is. I'm going to tell you the story again if you haven't heard it. I went to school from second grade till we graduated high school with number nine's mother. And I met this kid when he was playing with Corpus, played here in San Antonio. And he's just a kid. But when he got out there, so one time I visited him and the next time he pitched, and the guy's a bulldog. That's only how I can describe someone like this. The guy, I'm at a loss for words. I can't think of the word. I'm not really at a loss for words. But like, you know what I mean? Like, he has that excitement. He's really, I wish I could think of the word. I really do. But you can probably think of it, folks. I always lose words. You know that. But he's energetic, exciting, and he's not that big. You wouldn't think this guy's good, but check this out. This is why I was excited when I read this. Number nine, right-handed pitcher Rhett Koba. 3.45 ERA between Corpus and Sugar Land. 136 strikeouts. 136 strikeouts versus 38 walks. This guy's a stud. There, somebody had posted something online about this is the Astros 2027 rotation, and I commented, you left out Rhett Koba. This guy's good, I'm telling you. And it's not just because I know him. He's really good. And then number 10, but, 2024 ETA. Whoever does this is expecting him to play with the Astros in 2024, and that's amazing. That's amazing. Because the guy just went to Corpus last year, got moved up to Sugar Land. It's pretty amazing. But he's really good. I saw him live. He's really good. Number 10, Zach Cole. He's an outfielder. 2025. And then Kennedy Corona, I wrote him. He's number 11. But I wrote him. He's going to be expected to be this year, but he's on the 40-man. So out of everybody on here, I would say he's probably the first person that's going to show up. Anyway, so I haven't been doing any shows. The last show we did was like the 23rd, before Christmas. And I apologize. But as I tried to say earlier, when I was rambling on, there's nothing to talk about with the Astros. So I'm reaching out to people. I have former Astros pitcher Tony Sipp has agreed to come on. We just haven't worked out the details. And that is one issue. And the other issue is we had the holidays. I've been on night shift. It's kind of tough to do. But today I woke up early and I got a little motivated to do a show. And another thing, this is the plan, folks. This is the plan. So we are live streaming, as you can see. And our videos will also be on YouTube. So if you want to watch Astros baseball video, the last six episodes or so are on YouTube. They're on there. But here's the plan. We already have Stadium Steffi. We already have Steven. And I want to add somebody else. And I've reached out to people. And I'm trying to find someone else because the plan here on Astros baseball is to cover every game of the year, to have a live stream recap of the game after every episode. That's the goal here. Now that we have the streaming platform, I mean, it's hard to do because I work night shift every 2 weeks, but that's why we're trying to bring people in. We got Steffi, we got Steve, but maybe we need some help because people have stuff to do. But we're going to try as hard as we can to cover every game. I've reached out to a few minor league players. I'll reach out to Bill Brown again, but we'll try to get some more shows going for you. I mean, the last show we did was a fair or foul. It's just rough. It's, you know it. I have people that listen to this that said, what else can I listen to? You know, because there's nothing. There's not much to talk about. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this quick episode talking about Michael Brantley retiring. Thank you again. What do they call him? Professional hitter. That's what they call him. The guy's so smooth. That's what they called him in the article. I think it was Dr. Smooth, something like that. 15 years, Michael Brantley. 10 with Cleveland, 5 with your Houston Astros. Once an Astro, always an Astro. 5-time All-Star, World Series champion. Thanks for being on the team. And look for these prospects again. Jacob Melton. Let me tell you the 2024 ones. Spencer Arrighetti. Joey Loperfido, who plays outfield, second base, and first base. Colin Barber, Rhett Koba, Kennedy Corona. Not think, but listen for those names. Get those names ingrained in your mind. Pay attention to them because they are projected to make the Astros sometime this season. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next time on Astros Baseball.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.